104.7, Andy and Mel. John's on the phone. What's up, John?
Oh, I was just on the radio conversation you were just having about the snow shoveling.
Yeah?
Well, what if the little kid that you're paying the money to is out there trying to figure out how it works, like, or is trying to get a little work ethic, and you give him $3?
Well,
yeah, Andy.
I had to shovel my parents' driveway for free when I was a kid, so...
That's your parents.
Well, that's your parents, so I can understand that. But, I mean, like, if he's just going out to be nice, and he's like, well, I'll go ask this guy if he wants to drive.
No, he's doing it for profit. I'm just trying to make a better business deal.
What, $3?
Well, it's better for me.
That's wrong.
I don't know. I just figured if he's out there, give him at least a 10.
Mm.
See, you're being a jerk.
Yeah, but...
$3! Come on!
Okay, how about 5?
Oh, my God!
I used to mow my grandma's lawn for $5.
Inflation! I want to throw something at you.
Well, it's not... I mean, toys still cost about the same
if they're,
as
no,
they did when
don't.
I was a kid.
No, they don't.
An action figure is still around $5.
Yes, if there's a kid in Lenox that wants to make $20, you can come scoop my driveway and my sidewalk.
If there's
I'll
a
give you $20.
Kid in southeastern Sioux Falls that wants to make $5, you
don't
can scoop
go see
my
Andy.
Driveway.
Yeah. God, you are such a cheapskate. What's wrong with you?
My wife has me on an allowance. I only got so much money to deal with. Morning,
sunshine. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
This is
Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
The new musical act for those freecreditscore.com commercials is someone you've probably heard of. Bret Michaels of Poison.
What?
Yep, the new ad shows a couple examining their credit with the site's new slider functions, and they came across Bret Michaels' slider, but they have no idea what it does, and the commercial began running today, so you can see it. So
there
you go.
Find that.
All right. 2012 has been a good year for Hollywood. The movie studios have the best year ever this year, selling $10.8 million worth of tickets. The box office usually go up because of rising ticket prices. But this year, Hollywood.com reports the actual number of tickets sold has gone up for the first time in 3 years. The Avengers was the biggest movie of the year with $623 million. Dark Knight Rises was second. Hollywood hopes to continue the record run with the new year major releases like from those of Iron Man and Star Trek franchises and a new Superman movie. And that's the dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
How annoying would it be if I found the commercial for Free Credit Ooh. Score on YouTube and there was a commercial in front of it?
That is annoying.
I don't know if it is. I haven't found it yet, but we'll see. Katy Perry, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 9:39 up to 20 today. We have got a semi-truck jackknifed westbound I-90 between the Garrettson and Brandon exits.
Also, like, a bunch of cars in the ditch in that area
as well. And it's blocking traffic?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. They've requested help.
If you are westbound I-90 and approaching the Garrettson exit, I would get off there because you're not going to get through.
Mm-mm. Not for a while, at least.
Unless you're on a snowmobile, but I don't think they're illegal on the interstate.
I don't think so.
Or even in the ditches on the interstate.
I don't think so either.
Where my in-laws live, it is like the culture. Like, they groom the ditches around my in-laws.
And they have the little stop signs and
stuff. Oh, yeah. You bet.
You betcha.
I almost said it.
There is an app, actually, from the Game Fish and Parks that they released. I had the story yesterday that you can find out where all the trails are for the snowmobiles.
How much does that app cost?
I don't know. $3! I think it's free.
Yeah, we got a text message that said, come on, the $3 sounds just like I put meat in it and...
56 hours.
The other new one that I made.
56 hours? I put meat in it. $3. That's what happens when I get worked up about things.
I know.
That voice comes out.
It sounds like I'm working with Wallowitz's mom. Now,
you ever
the reason.
What she looked like?
The reason. Well, they won't. They'll never show her on purpose. Now, the reason Mel said.
$3.
Was because that's what I was going to try and get. If a kid comes knocking on my door to shovel my sidewalk, that's what I'm going to try and get it for.
No.
But Mel doesn't seem to think that's fair.
$20.
Shelly's on the phone. How are you, Shelly?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good.
Driving in Mitchell, it's pretty crappy here, first of all.
Yeah?
I just came in from Parkston, which is a 22-mile drive. Takes me usually about 20 minutes. Took me 45 today. So.
Ooh.
Yeah, so it's pretty slick. Tell people there it's treacherous on 37. But you are a cheapskate.
Yes, I am.
It's bad.
I'm sorry. I would not mow your lawn. I would not. Or I mean, yeah, mow your lawn or shovel your scoop for $5 or $10. You would have to give me a $20 or you could do it yourself.
Well, you're an adult. Your time is more valuable.
No, what? Even no. With inflation, Mel had it right on the button.
Thank you.
With inflation, them kids are out there and that other guy with the work ethics. If you're going to teach a child that when they put forth the effort, they need to be rewarded, which is more than just $3 or $5 for that kind of a job. That's heavy work. You don't want to do it. Why would a kid want to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, so, if he wants to make the money, if he's willing to make the deal, I'm just trying to make a better deal.
God, you are
if he won't do it
horrible.
For that, then I'll have to come up on my price.
I agree with Mel. You're horrible. Go do it yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's only going to take 20 minutes to a half hour.
Only
20.
Yeah,
I'm going to pay him $1 a minute.
And they're out. You know, maybe they're saving for a cell phone. You know,
it's
maybe
14 degrees.
Well, if that's the case, then I'm just contributing to less delinquency of minors.
Stop
then
it.
By
it's
not letting them have cell phones.
14 degrees out, and if they're trying to earn some money,
yep,
give them a 20.
Exactly. My husband has a snowblower.
Okay, now you're just ganging up on me, Mel, because you were okay with 10 before.
No, I wasn't.
No.
Yeah, you were.
For the leaves, not for snow.
Yeah, not
leaves
for
is
snow.
A way bigger job than shoveling snow.
But it's not as cold.
But it takes twice as long.
It's not
freezing.
As cold. It's 14 degrees out right now.
It would take like 2 hours to rake all the leaves in my yard. It would take 20 minutes to shovel the snow.
Yeah, but which is heavier?
Exactly.
Which hurts your back worse?
Exactly.
Which is harder on your body?
Amen, sister.
He doesn't actually have to shovel and haul it. All he's got to do is push it.
It's still heavier, and you're bending over more. Oh. It is way more work, and it's colder.
Yep. Okay, my... $10,
you need to
final
at least
offer.
Go up to 10. There you go. We got him up to 10.
$10 is still not enough.
No, it isn't. I agree, but at least.
But you know what?
You
I'm
know.
Still not paying 20.
The Grinch is coming.
See?
Out of it.
We got the deal. I got the deal I wanted. Thanks for the call, Shelly.
Yep. You guys have a good
Bye-bye.
Day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's just the art of the haggle.
Shake my head at you.
I got a text from 7253. I agree with Mel. Plus, that is manual labor, which is usual. Which usually is several dollars more than minimum.
So I said triple pay.
I'm $11 an hour. You're cheap. What is $10? Well, I did say that text came before I agreed to the
$10. $20.
Since when does a kid make $20 an hour? That's a very good question.
For you shoveling
know,
snow?
I wash dishes for minimum wage.
That's not that hard on you. It's shoveling snow. And 14, were you washing the dishes barefoot in 14 degree weather walking uphill?
No, and neither is the kid shoveling my driveway.
I know, but that's my comparison is when you are starting to get old. And
if
say,
you are.
When I was young,
kid
I walked
up
to
in,
school in the snow
I did not.
Barefoot uphill.
Did I say that? I rode in mom's Toyota.
You've made many references to, well, when I was a kid. You're getting old.
You are like a half hour younger than me. Shut up.
A half hour.
Heroes of the day are up next. Hang on. What a 4.7, Andy and Mel. It's 9:54. Westbound I-90 has been shut down at exit 410 for Jackknife Truck. They're diverting traffic off there. I think the next place you can get on is Brandon after and this is the westbound side only.
Okay.
So the roads are slippery. Be careful out there driving today.
Nasty.
Yeah. Okay. Heroes of the day. Here we go.
Every time you're a hero.
What? So, you got your Twitter and Facebook all caught up. How's your hero of the day, Mel?
No, that's not the problem. I am absolutely irate at my computer issues.
Oh, that's...
What... I have it. I have a hero. I'm trying to actually read the whole story, and I can't. It's stalling. Like it won't.
Oh, okay.
Move well, down.
I'll go first.
Okay. Maybe by then I'll have my story.
A Kunkeltown, Pennsylvania driver
that's
was.
That's what I was gonna use.
Drunk Sunday night when he made an abrupt left turn toward a Monroe County beverage store's parking lot, and was hit by an oncoming vehicle. John J. Egger was northbound when he tried to pull into the West End Beverage Party Store, according to state police. Egger's vehicle collided with a southbound vehicle driven by another person who impacted the vehicle on the passenger side. He was arrested on suspicion of drunken driving, and no one was injured in the accident. So,
ditto.
Out of all of the stories you couldn't get to come up, you picked the same one that I picked, like, yesterday.
You didn't communicate with me.
Well, I didn't think there was a chance in hell of a story I picked out last night for Hero of the Day that you would pick it today.
That's the one I picked.
It's a big internet.
Oh, my gosh. So, ditto.
Okay. Good work.
I'm good. How are you?
Whoop, wrong button.
$3! Yeah, we had an interesting request for that, didn't we?
Yeah, well, somebody wants us to post them on the website so they can do them as ringtones.
I don't know how I feel about that. I put meat in it! And 56 hours! Which one would they use for a ringtone? I put meat in it!
For sure.
Okay. I put meat in it! But do I make money off of it?
No.
Oh.
It would be a public service.
Be a public service.
Thing. We have to go. Ben's on vacation. JJ Minor in next. We will talk to you tomorrow. 957, Hot 104.7.
If you're Hot 104.7.com.